It's Anchors Away as the Australian Government's cruise ban finally lifts on April 17 after a two-year suspension following the worldwide pandemic. One of the first cruise ships to return to service in local waters will be Pacific Explorer, the flagship of P&O Cruises Australia, which sails into Sydney Harbour after many months off the coast of Cyprus. Spokesperson for P&O Australia, David Jones, tells reporter Veronica Matheson that Pacific Explorer had a great send-off from Cyprus.
The latest news really is pretty exciting, and that is that Pacific Explorer pulled up the anchor off Cyprus, where she has been for some months, along with the other P&O cruiser ships, Pacific Encounter and Pacific Adventure. The other ships that are also there waiting for their orders to return to service, they sounded their whistles, the loud horns, people might colloquially refer to them, in salute to Pacific Explorer as she was heading off to return to service.
Oh, what a really lovely gesture.
Sort of speaks to the strength of purpose and the strength of loyalty amongst seafarers, that when one of their number was being called back to service, the other ships, therefore the other crew on board, the captains and the officers and the crew, they wanted to salute their fellow seafarers as they go back to the job they all love, which is cruising. And Pacific Explorer is on the way to Australia, so it'll be a slow voyage back home to begin the first guest cruise since the suspension from Sydney, which will be on May the 31st.
So there are a lot of positive vibes around.
Well, exactly. And, when you think about it, prior to the suspension of cruising 2 years ago, Australia had a world-leading cruise industry, had the highest market penetration, the most successful cruise industry in the world. It was adding more than $5 billion to the national economy. Plus, obviously, including state and regional economies. So what's beginning as of May the 31st is a rebuilding process. It's rebuilding the world's most successful cruise markets.
Certainly get the impression, David, that there's going to be no shortage of passengers wanting to get back on the ocean waves.
Is that there's this vast reservoir of loyal passengers who have been just waiting to come back, and that's reflected in what the travel agents are telling me, and that is that as soon as the announcement was made that the cruise ban was going to be lifted on April the 17th, they saw their phones start to ring hot again.
And David, this first cruise after such a long break, tell me about that.
That first cruise is going to be a three-night cruise on Pacific Explorer out of Sydney to Brisbane, round trip Sydney-Brisbane back to Sydney. That's also significant, that particular cruise, because not only is it the first cruise after the ban is lifted, but it's also going to be the Pacific Explorer will be the first cruise ship to call at that sparkling new Brisbane International Cruise Terminal that's now been sitting there for 2 years unused. And when you bear in mind that this is a phased reintroduction of cruising, which will go to which will involve domestic itineraries at this point rather than international ones. And, you know, Queensland is perfectly placed to sustain cruising, that sort of domestic cruising itineraries for quite some time. Queensland's got more cruise destinations than any other state in the country. And there are destinations from north to Cairns to south to Moreton Bay, Tangalooma, that are just hankering for those ships to start calling. All of those places are just really can't wait to see the ships come back. Yeah.
And it seems that potential cruise passengers all seem very confident that their health won't be at risk on a cruise.
I guess overseas experience tells you the story. The protocols that we'll be doing here will be broadly similar to what's happened overseas. And overseas, you've seen more than 8 million people have already cruised. 86 countries have opened their waters up to cruise ships again. Hundreds of cruise ships are back in operation. And the experience has been very successful. The protocols work. I think the message has got through loud and clear that the protocols that will apply on cruise ships will be far more stringent than would be found in any land-based activity like going to visit your local shopping mall or those sorts of venues, that the protocols will be comprehensive. They're being finalised at the moment in conjunction with the state governments, the three state governments, Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. They'll obviously become more defined as we get closer to the day. The main thing is that federal government's announced the cruise ban is being lifted on April the 17th. We're working very cooperatively with the three state governments and the federal government to make this a big success, and I'm sure it will be.
There's certainly exciting times ahead for anyone who loves cruising.
And there are so many people. Like, I think that's what came through, Veronica, during this two-year period were a couple of things. One, the intense loyalty of cruise passengers to cruising, that they just, it's part of their life, it's part of their normal life, and they wanted to come back. And the other thing which came through loud and clear is that it wasn't just the cruise companies being affected by the suspension, it was also hundreds of businesses and suppliers who provide their skills and their products and their produce to cruise companies. Now, we could number of amongst those lists shore tour operators, marine engineers who come aboard the ships to do work when they're here in Australia, the farmers who produce all the fruit and veg that goes on board. I think I mentioned travel agents, but also the other spin-off beneficiaries from cruising, taxis, restaurants, hotels, such a wide range. I think that message started to come through loud and clear.
Certainly be a huge boost and reset for Australian producers.
As a result of Pacific Explorer now being on the way back home to resume P&O cruising, we're now at the point very soon when we will have to place orders for local fresh produce to go on Pacific Explorer when she starts that first cruise on May the 31st. And the numbers are really astonishing. We're talking about up to 300 pallets of goods that will be going on board Pacific Explorer in Sydney. Each pallet's about 500 kilograms, and of those, around 100 or more will consist of fresh produce, which when you do my schoolboy maths, that works out to be 50 tons of local produce. Importance of the resumption of cruising is the restart of cruising is also the restart of economic opportunity for all of our suppliers.
There'll also be a lot of opportunities for jobs on board, particularly among the cabin crew who make a cruise such an enjoyable experience.
Well, that actually is also a very, very good point, because you've got many of our crew come from overseas, for them, they've been as keen to get back to cruising as we've been, because for them, it's part of their, it's part of what sustains their families. Their work on cruise ships sustains their families, and whilst we couldn't sail, that was reduced opportunity for people to do those things.
It's certainly an exciting time for the cruise industry, David, and quite honestly, I can't wait to get back cruising.
There'll be lots and lots of people just like us who want to do the same thing.
That was David Jones, Corporate Communications Manager for Carnival Australia, which includes P&O Australia, and he was speaking with our Veronica Matheson. This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.